This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Njengamanje usekhona kuGigi on the line. Hey, Gigi. Gigi, welcome to the show. And namhlanje we are speaking about the importance of mastering your skills, whether through AMA Skills or whether through inina e organization. What do you have for us namhlanje, just to kickstart the conversation?
Hi guys, I'm so happy to be back. It's been a while. Namhlanje njengoba we just want to talk about if you are an entrepreneur or not an entrepreneur, bangabe khona into eyenzayo getting an income or your career, kubalulekile ukuthi improve ama skills akho and also to stay educated and updated in whatever you're doing.
Manje ke omunye uzobuza ukuthi yena, okay, how do I do that? What is the first step forward?
Well, in this world that we're living in, manje izinto ziyabiza, sometimes people can't afford to just be rates for a monthly salary. So let's say there's people who are innovative. Klapumundu is a sports person. So let's say they study sports or they a sports teacher. They can go a koleni or in the community and teach kids how to play soccer or whichever sport, and they get money from that. Or if you're an educator or a teacher, you can just ask people to tutor them and then also get money from that, so you don't have to wait for month end. Also try to be innovative now to grow your skills as well and learn yourself.
Uzobuza-ke omunye ukuthi na at times kuyenzeka ukuthi na, for example nje as uthisha kuthiwa maybe there is a stipulation ekhona ukuthi na you can't have your private tuition because vele wena you are working for a government. So what do you say kuleyo nto ke?
Well, it won't be necessarily a private institution. You need to work around these things. Once again, I have a good government. There's a lot of things that it's a great thing because it's permanent, but there's a lot of things that hold you and block you. But you need to find a way around it because lo muntu ufunda isayensi ekayithanda teaching. Ngeke manje mhlawumbe athi futhi ngenze teaching and then ngiphe ngala. Uthola ukuthi this person is passionate about teaching. They still want to do it even in their spare time. Then uzoyenza kube into yakho yenza in the spare time but also get money from it. Just maneuver around it, not making it like professional.
Uzothi omunye ukuthi na business already, Gigi, business. Let's say uqale nali business vele seline stress, suya stresseka and all that. How do I balance isikhathi sebusiness nesikhathi now of trying to enhance my skills, isikhathi of trying to actually master my skills or master my craft?
It's very, very difficult, but we all have 24 hours in a day. So we need to try to maximize on iskhathi. Sometimes it may seem like awunasikhathi because you're already used to your day routine or isn't day jalukwenzempilweniyakho, but we need to make time. Once you start to make the time, I want to improve on my skills. Mhlampe njengami, I want to improve my skills and maybe get the sculptures of people, cakes that are sculptures. Then I'll have to make time. And when I start making my time, just that I thought that I didn't have time. So you just need to try it out. And then it's a bonus.
Kuyenzeka. Sikhuluma no Gigi namhlanje, sikhuluma with the importance of actually mastering your skills, whether through AMA Skills or whether through inina e-education. We all love e-education and also e-education exposes us now entweni eziningi. Now Gigi, the thing is, nakhuke manje senginawo umqondo webusiness. Okay, I see ukuthi na this business has a potential of being big maybe in 2 years or 3 years to come, but nobody actually prepared me for my challenges engizowathola now from the start. And also now I have my skills ngihambile ngawufunda business management or whatsoever, but njengamanje sengiphakathi ke manje there are those challenges angazange ngize ngitshelwe ngazo. How do I maneuver myself now through all these challenges?
Yo, that's a great difficult question because a business didn't go as we you can have a goal in 2 years, 3 years. I want to make it because I already have the skills, already I've put in the education. But now, Mark Zuckerberg, they didn't build Facebook in just 2-3 years. It took him 8 years ukuthi aqhamuke naleyo idea ukuthi ibe ifike ku Facebook. So it takes time, melwazi ukuthi it's going to take time. There will be challenges and there's no specific rulebook on ukuthi ama challenges uzodila kanjani, but azobe khona. Uma entrepreneur umuntu olwayo uyalwa, you fight.
Yeah.
So whatever comes your way, we are sure this will not let me down. I will fight because again, you're doing it for yourself, for your future, and also the economy of the country. Afuna ukuba, you want to grow. Afuna ukusala as segment throughout. Afuna ukukhula nawe as umuntu and also as an entrepreneur.
Mm. Ah, thank you so much, Gigi. Your last word to all the entrepreneurs out there, man.
My last word is about the masses. If you're born in Haiti, umile lao kone, try to improve on your skills and also practice makes perfect. Always try to be better than what you were yesterday or today.
Manje uthinike nangu Donald Trump bamcharge like $355 million as ama fines or ama penalties for fraud. So yavuka ngakusasa useqale ilokhuzana i sneaker brand yakhe, a gold high sneaker. Uthini lapho?
You know, Donald Trump is a tricky one. Yeah? He's a tricky one. And I've read some of his books. I don't think the situation less, and I understand when it comes to him. But he's a great businessman. A good thing is, he's tried to be an individual at the book, like, as a follow issue law. But he's a great businessman. And that's all I can say with regards to it. It's very tricky with that man.
Thank you so much, Gigi. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you so much, guys.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.